Hey everybody, and welcome back to Grace for It podcast. So guys, I'm excited. First of all, I just want to say thank you so much for all of you who have totally listened to us and taken the words that we have both spoken, Alexis and myself, and really taken the time to learn these things for yourselves, and really learning how to use them for yourselves as well. We are now on Apple Podcasts, and it feels like a milestone. It feels like something that has happened that is so profound and great and mighty and all that. So definitely, if you are watching from Apple, if you're listening from Apple, we would love for you to subscribe and totally stick with us as we talk about how we aren't just made for the things that we do, but that we're graced for it. So on today's episode, I really want to talk about how to believe that you're graced for it through pain. And this has been a subject that I've had to battle with myself. I've had to really think about, you know, God, am I graced to totally do the things that you're calling me to do while I'm experiencing pain? And this isn't just physical pain. So I say that to say that maybe, you know, for some people with what's happening in the world, and you know, today, everything that's going on with COVID-19, there is a lot of pain that's happening. But beyond the physical pain that we feel, there's a lot of emotional pains. There's a lot of emotional wounds. There's a lot of just craziness that's happening, and the emotional wear and tear that it's having on the body of Christ has been very, very, very traumatizing. And so I even had to begin to pray and ask God, where is it that you see me that I may be useful to you? How do I see that I'm actually made to still pray through pain and be graced for all that you're calling me to in the midst of uncertainty, of pain, of doubt? How do I focus, zero in on what you want me to do while mending and healing in prayer? So I have about two tips today, and these I have discovered through trying them out myself. I try my best not to ever tell anybody something that I either wouldn't try out myself or that I haven't already tried. And so one of the biggest things that I really wanted to tell you guys today as a first tip is pray although it hurts. And when I say that, I mean really, it hurts. Maybe you're experiencing emotional wounds because of past relationships that failed. Maybe you're experiencing some emotional wounds because of just the past and mourning who you used to be. If you guys don't follow me on Instagram, then you want to follow me at Capri Couture Creations. On my page, I made a video for my YouTube channel, which is at Capri Couture Creations as well. And on that video, I explained what it looks like to mourn your past self. And in this episode, I want to kind of talk about that as well. Mourning our past selves, when we first say it, sounds like it would be the most amazing opportunity to mourn who we used to be, to completely embrace who we're being called to be. But as we are actually shedding off things that have been with us for so long to become a brand new person, an entirely new individual, it really requires us to be prayed up. And the enemy's tactic is to really drive you from prayer. He desires that you don't pray. He desires that you get so tired of the weight of becoming new, of the shedding of becoming new, that you don't even try anymore, that you get tired of praying and you do, you know, a simple pity pet prayer. When you know that you are an intercessor, when you know that you are up in the morning praying hard, and out of nowhere you're realizing that at this moment, at this time, that's not going to happen because you're experiencing emotional pain. So step number one for today is pray with your pain, Pray with your pain. You do not want to take your pain somewhere else other than prayer. This is one of the main reasons why you will understand and know that you are graced for what you do and not just made for it. Being made for it, there are many of people who are taking their pain in other measures, using it to numb up some areas in their lives with other devices and or substances. But to really test out whether or not you're truly graced for the things that you do and or produce here in the earth, and that can be your podcast, that can be your YouTube channel, that can be you on your 9-to-5 job where you are excelling like crazy, making amazing sales and truly making the company's name stand on its own feet. But what I want you to really think about is that when you actually take your pain to prayer, you are reinventing what it looks like to be graced for your life. Your life is measured by the amount of pain you take and you don't respond to. The way that we respond as believers is through prayer. So I dare you to take your pain to prayer. And here's my second one. To please discern your circle. Know who you can take your pain to. Know who you can take your troubles to. Know who you can call on in the midst of the craziest, you know, pain that you may have endured in life, and call upon those people. But remember that the first thing was to go to God with prayer and to go to God with your pain. And the reason that that's first is because we understand that without God in it, then you would totally miss the opportunity to have discernment with your circle. And I love you guys so much that the things that I have learned along the way, I don't see them as secret sauces. I don't see them as like this big, big thing that I have to tell you guys because I feel it's going to win you, you know, something beautiful, magical, whatever. No, I am telling you because I simply am your sister. And as a sister in Christ, I believe that I should let you know the mistakes that I've made along the way and why I know that I am graced for this, why I know that I am graced to sing, I am graced to minister to young people, I am graced to do podcasting and speaking and reading and writing and being an author. I'm only graced to do this because I have learned to successfully take my pain to prayer and begin to discern my circle for what I can truly trust them with my heart. And some things we have to just take to prayer. As much as we would really love for someone else to understand, we have to take it to prayer. So guys, with this quarantine right now, I've noticed that a lot of people haven't totally been, you know, it's like I hear a lot of, yes, you know, I've been really doing some self-reflection and I've been, you know, taking some things slowly, just trying to reevaluate my life, reevaluate things that I'm going to do. Well, I want to just give a challenge this week, and I pray that you guys will come back and let me know, what did you get from this podcast today? I want you to come back, and this is a specific question I want you to begin to ask yourself this week, is, are you graced for it even in pain? Are you graced for it even in your healing? Or do you believe that you have to sit to the side and heal before you actually move forward? This is a very pivotal question, because the things that God wants you to do, He's going to need you to be able to deal with pain while He graces you through it. I know this because I've had to do it several times over and over and over again. Quick story. I literally didn't understand when I first heard the news of becoming a mom. It's like, wow, this is cute. I'm going to be a mom, but how am I going to be a boy mom? I don't know how to be a boy mom. And I remember just recently reading a story to my son. And as we were reading the story, we started talking about the creation of the world in the beginning of the book. And when I reread it again with holding him in my arms, and it talked about how God made the waters and made the seas and the animals. Because I was reading to my son, I was reading in like my mommy voice. So I was really kind of speaking from a place of animation, really trying to bring the story alive so that he can hear it. And as I began to read him that story, I feel like it was actually reading me. And God started speaking to me very clearly through this word about his waters and everything he's created and how all those things stay in place. And the questions that I had about motherhood, the questions I had about whether or not I was even compatible for motherhood, especially as a boy mom, you know. When I saw him after all the books I read, and I read about 3 to 4 books before I got to the children's Bible. And when I got to that Bible, he smiled with such an amazing, wide, bright-eyed smile. And he said, like he totally, like he totally got what I was saying. And he was like, finally, you've hit a spot that I can agree and or understand. And so when I held him in my hands and I thought about all the doubts I had on whether or not I could actually do it, I could actually be a mom, that I could actually read books to him in the middle of the night when I had all these different ideas and dreams that I would love to launch and produce, I realized that God was giving me enough grace to do it. I've been dealt enough grace to do it. And he's holding me together. And he's holding you together as well. The same way he holds the seas. The same way he holds the water. The same way he holds the light. He holds them all together. So whether you're still trying to make it through these college exams and writing things and wanting to just hurry up and get to graduation because you are like, listen, if I don't get out of this school, off this virtual line, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. Well, listen, you're graced for it. He's giving you enough strength. Take your pain about all that's happening and bring it to prayer. Discern your friendship circles. Discern where it is you are. Discern who can understand where you are in this season. And make the best of it. Because I promise you, you are more graced for this than you even know. And I want you to begin to read Genesis 1. And I want you to see how much God created. and how all these things that he's created so long ago, they stay together and they have not moved. And if you just listen from that place as you read it, you'll understand that if he can do that thousands of years ago and they look exactly the same today, then he's so fearless when it comes to you. He knows exactly why he's created you, and he knows exactly how he'll sustain you, because he holds the entire world in his hands and he's already kept it thus far. So I thank you so much for tuning into today's podcast. I pray you all please stay up to date with us with everything that's going on. There's so many things going on. We have the blog still happening, and we also have an interview this Friday with the amazing Des Easley. It's going to be at 7 p.m. We're going to be streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. You can follow me at Morgan Capri Lee on Facebook, and then you can also follow me on YouTube at Capri Couture Creations. Here's where we're going to ask questions about motherhood, things that we can do better, things that we have embraced about it, and just overall women talking about being mommies and the joy it is to be a mom, and most of all, keeping our theme that we are truly graced to be mothers. So I cannot wait, you guys. Please make sure that you send it to every mommy you know, that mommies are getting together to have a talk about motherhood in progress. You all are my favorite people. I truly admire you all for even taking the time to listen to such content. And I thank you for taking the time to share my content. Make sure you subscribe to everything that we're doing, whether it's the blog, it is the podcast, and then we have some amazing other things coming up. So you want to stay tuned and you want to continue to share this with your friends. Remember, you guys, you are completely graced for what you're doing. You aren't just made for it. You're graced for it. I love you all. Bye.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Mental Health Tips with Alexis by Graceport Podcast. Thank you to all of my returning listeners for joining me again, and a very special welcome to any new listeners we may have. Welcome, and thank you for joining me. We really, really hope that you come back and that you love this podcast and you subscribe and you make it like a weekly thing, because we're gonna miss you if you don't. Okay, so firstly, Morgan totally bodied that message, okay? It was like seamless. It was flawless. It was perfect. Mwah. Chef's kiss. It was great. I'm so impressed. I feel like so often we forget that Jesus specifically created us and gave us each our own calling and wisdom. And each of us, we have a specific function in the body of Christ. It's so easy to forget that and to get lost and the misfortunes of life. So that message was just like amazing. So to continue to drive that message home, I'm going to give you guys some healthy coping tips, some that I use and some that I don't use, because you know everything doesn't work for everybody. But yeah, today is gonna be really short. Y'all not gonna have me for long. I know y'all love listening to my voice, but not today. I just have a few tips because Morgan did perfect, and I just want to gloss over it and give you guys some things to take back with you. I'm just gonna give you a few tips. That's it. All right. So, firstly, prayer. Of course, we're going to talk about prayer because we're a spiritual podcast. And like Morgan said, we've got to learn how to, for the spiritual people, this is for the spiritual people. That's like one of my biggest things, is learning how to pray even when I'm feeling down, like even when I can't find the words to just call on the name of Jesus and just ask him to deliver me. Because sometimes I'll be like, you know what, God, this is too much. I'm gonna handle a little bit and then I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna give you the rest and you're gonna figure this out. Instead of working with him and creating a partnership, I always feel like I gotta do most of the work and then come back to him. And I think that we just need to learn to surrender to God and submit to him and to give him everything. Don't just give him some things. Don't give him the things you think are cute enough for him to handle. Don't give him the stuff you too scared to show anybody. Just learn to give yourself to him, because he created you perfectly. So anything that you go through, he can help you with. I think that's for me, that's one of the biggest ones, which is why it's first on the list, because it's so important to me. I don't know how to submit. I've been trying to learn how to submit to Jesus. I really don't know how to, but I'm gonna learn. So yeah, that was tip number one. The rest of them I probably won't give an explanation for, because like I said, I'm trying to keep this short. But I did reach out to some of my friends so that we can keep this versatile, and I got tips from them. So majority of them did say music. But when I say music, you can either create music, because I know like producers, I know rappers, not like famous ones or nothing like that. I'm not like name dropping or nothing. I'm just saying some of my friends are up and coming producers and rappers. So music is like important, whether you create it or whether you just listen to it. Music is actually a really, really big deal. Music is universal, and yeah, music is just very healing. Music has the words. Sometimes when you can't figure out what's wrong with you, when you listen to that song, you like, that's it right there. And you just need to cry it out. So yeah, music, of course, music is on the list. Another one of my friends said photography, but I think this ties into just a skill or a craft or a passion, because when you find your craft and you find your skill, whether that be, I don't know, software, I don't really know skills like that, arts and crafts, photography, modeling, acting, whatever your skill or your craft is, it's essential, and it breeds passion, and passion creates love, and so it's like positive all around. So you know, find a craft. I don't really have a craft, but I'm gonna find one. I'm not really good at much, but you know, I think talking actually might be one of my crafts, because I like talking. But yeah, so crafting or you know, a skill. Meditation, let me tell y'all, when I was doing those weekly affirmations, like I told y'all last time, during that time period I was also meditating. I would wake up, I would pray, and then I would meditate, and it made my day so much better. Like when you meditate, you kind of put yourself in the position, in the mindset of like, okay, today's gonna be a good day because I said so. And then guess what? It's a good day. Like even if all you do is lay around and go to the store and get a snowball, it was a good day because you had money to buy a snowball. Like that's the mindset that it puts you in. And I'm telling you, it's essential. You're gonna find so many things to love about your life. It's gonna be great. So meditation is great. Meditation also ties into yoga. Yoga keeps you relaxed. If you feel like you're flying off the hinges, sometimes when I have anxiety, my body starts shaking and I can't stop it, and I have to just sit, light some candles, just relax. Like right now I'm very hyper because I'm trying to get this podcast done, but I gotta relax. It helps, I'm telling you. Light some candles and get the aromatherapy going. So a friend of mine also really enjoys nature. So like fishing, I know one of the things that I do, like literally every single morning, as soon as I wake up, I go for a walk, and not just any walk. I'll be outside for like 2 hours walking around the dog park in circles because I just like to clear my head and like my space. I like to get some new oxygen going, you know? So, walks, fishing, I don't know, nature stuff, working out outside is also one of the things that I like doing. I'm not like a gym person. I prefer working out outside. I prefer like doing it homemade on grass with a yoga mat. So that's good. But now that we're talking about yoga, we can also say the gym. The gym is very essential. Now, I know we in quarantine. You're probably like, girl, the gyms is closed. I know, I'm sorry. But when they open back up, you know, you can practice gymming. cooking and baking used to be one of the things that calmed me down. I don't really like that much no more. But cooking and baking is also very therapeutic. And last but not least, sports. Sports as well. I'm a swimmer. I love swimming. Swimming relaxes me. I love sports. It keeps your blood flowing, you know. Sports is great. And you can also do it, like, by yourself. You don't even need the world to open up for you to do sports, because you can YouTube it. If you don't know how to, you'll know what sports you're good at. But, you know, sports, essentially, you can do anywhere. But last but not least, this is actually one of my favorite ones. So you can cleanse and fast. Now, when as a spiritual, fasting is for the spiritual people. Sorry, guys, I need to calm down. Fasting is for the spiritual people. When you feel like you can't reach God, or when you feel like you need to get back in alignment, you feel like you've been going too crazy, you've been having too many drinks, you've been missing too many Bible studies, and you need to reconnect with your Father, you can fast. There's several different types of fasting, several different fasting plans. You can just research them, YouTube them, Google them. Make sure you do devotional scriptures, like you really dive back into the word, and you'll get right back on track and pick yourself up and keep moving. And a cleanse is for the people who are not spiritual, but you do want to detox your body. You feel like you've been eating too much junk food, or you've been missing too many workouts. Just reconnect yourself with who you are. Remind your body, like, you have to pour into yourself. Like, you pour so much, you give so much of yourself to the world. You have to remember to pour back into yourself. So that's what cleanses are for. So cleansing and fasting. So that's all of the tips I have. I hope you guys are touched, moved, and inspired this week. Thank you again for joining us for episode 3 of Graceport Podcast. And I really hope that Morgan and I gave you some insight. And we love you so, 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 so much. I'm so very blessed. This podcast is like something that I didn't even know I needed. But I really love talking to y'all. I feel like I'd be like, people really listen to me? People really want to hear what I got to say? Like, dang. So y'all keep me motivated. I'm telling y'all. Yeah, it's so great. But anyway, thank you. I'll see you guys next week. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Lex_Coop_. Give me feedback. Tell me what you guys want to hear. Like any of my own testimonies that you want to hear. Any of my struggles. I didn't do a lot. So anything you want to hear, you know, I probably got a story for it. Thanks. And love you guys. And see you next week.